I just saw a little clip of Noah Kahan playing a show at the Greek Theater, and he was like, I'm not going to be able to move as well as I have been. I pulled my calf doing the widest thing in the world, playing pickleball. So we got Noah Kahan out there playing some pickle.
Yeah, well, I mean, those calves and those Achilles, those are dangerous stuff.
So. They go quick. You get it.
Mine popped. I had a little birthday or a wedding party, and cousin Jeffrey came down from Las Vegas, calf gone. Yeah, and he had never even played before. So you gotta be careful out there. You're not, you know, when you're an older man, you can't like you were a younger man. It doesn't work that way.
No, not so explosive. And if you try to be explosive, something else is gonna explode.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because it feels right.
It feels right. Legendary.
This is the moment we waited for. Everything you want is right here. We gonna give them what they came for. We gonna take it up from last year. Watch the game change. Watch the game change. Watch the game change. Watch the game change. Yeah.
And what are your duties leading into Wednesday?
Well, I'm at all the team practices. We chat and eat dinner, a little film work, a little game planning, and that's that.
What's the game plan? I want to hear it.
Well, we can't talk about that.
Oh, we can't because nobody's going to hear this before they play. So let's hear it.
It comes out Wednesday. And we got to play this team again.
Give me light insight then.
Oh, I don't even know yet. I haven't done any of it. I didn't know who we were playing last night. Oh, are we recording right now?
Yeah, of course we're recording.
Oh God, I didn't even know we were recording. We might have to cut out the beginning part.
No, the beginning's perfect.
The beginning.
It is. Okay, so
for the MLP tournament and Grand Rapids Beer City Open, they actually got some. Every time I come back to Grand Rapids, they have upgraded their facility in some capacity. So they have this like big structure in the middle, a little crow's nest that you can see all the courts. I came yesterday, Sunday, got to the courts about 4 p.m. Every single one was packed with people waiting for open play. So they're doing their thing in Grand Rapids.
They always are. And
they always are. So it's a fun atmosphere, a fun vibe. Always have some form of adult beverage sponsor. So this is going to be an exciting tournament for sure. And first off, so unfortunately, the Heart Eights Challenger Division starts Wednesday. Didn't have our best showing in Atlanta, so we have one of the first round matches. So we are the eight seed. We are playing the 9 seed, the Chicago Slice. And those are two teams, our team and the Slice, that actually got what I would consider a bit of an upgrade on the waiver wire. So the Chicago Slice added Megan Fudge, and the SoCal Heart Eights added Yana Newell, who had a very solid weekend this past weekend in Newport Beach. So tough first round, but I like it.
Okay. 8-9 seeds going to battle. So they have Fudge, Allison Harris, Brendan Long, Jack Monroe, and you guys dropped Christine Maddox and picked up Yana Newell. That should be
Yana
a fun
Bear.
One.
Yana Bear, old school Heart Eight. And the winner of that match will go up against the 1 seed, which is the Las Vegas Night Owls.
Which to me is insane that they're the 1 seed. I mean, it's not. They are playing well, but like I would have put them at the bottom of the pack in MLP.
Yeah, so that's pickle. It changed very quickly. And there was several, I mean, it's a quality squad, but there was several Dream Breakers and their tournament. And where was the last one? I don't know. DC. Yeah, we were not there at DC. So they were Mo Alhouni, Yudit Castillo, Zoe Wong, and Scarpa USA. So So, I mean, I think some of the draft there for the Night Owls was kind of baking in some upside of Mo Alhouni and Zoe Wong. As Scarpa and Yudit are a little bit more established. So Seems to be a solid squad. They played well in DC, and if we happen to get our first round, we got our hands full. They are one of the teams that did not make a move, though. So not sure how much that matters if they already have some quality results, but probably matters a little bit.
But I'd still say either I feel like even though it's you guys are the 8-9 seed, I would put I'd still put both you guys and the Slice as favorites over the Night Owls, just head up, you know, even though it's a 1 seed versus 8-9.
No, I think that that's a fair statement with the upgrades. I mean, those are two, you know, very quality girls in Fudge and Yana Newell.
Yeah.
To get that upgrade and, you know, everything's already pretty tight in this format and these teams, I think that that's a pretty big bonus to get the five teams that got upgrades. I mean, you have to think that that's going to pay some dividends at some point.
But yeah, we're not going to beat a dead horse here, but there's like the Night Owls are in a good spot because this doesn't affect their season standings, correct?
No, that is correct. Yeah. None of this affects the season. So actually what I have the payouts here. So it's 200K total, 140 to Premier, 60K to Challenger. So the Challenger team that wins 30,000, 20,000 for second, 10,000 for third, and for Premier it's 80,000 for the team for first, 40,000 for second and 20,000 for third, split up. So that's how the payouts go. Stand alone midseason tournament. I believe Advil is the title sponsor, which, I mean, Advil seems like a big deal, so that's good. It seems like these pain relief, they like the pickleball space, the pain relief stuff. What CBD, Advil, whatever it may be, got some plenty of players that have the bug and are playing too much and have things barking at them.
I just saw a little clip of Noah Kahn playing a show at the Greek Theater. And he was like, I'm not going to be able to move as well as I have been. I pulled my calf doing the whitest thing in the world, playing pickleball. So we got Noah Kahn out there playing some pickle.
Yeah, well, I mean, those calves and those Achilles, those are dangerous stuff.
So. They go quick. You get it.
Mine popped. I had a little birthday or a wedding party, and cousin Jeffrey came down from Las Vegas, calf gone. Yeah, I mean, he had never even played before, so you gotta be careful out there. You're not, you know, when you're an older man, you can't play like you were a younger man. It doesn't work that way.
No, not so explosive. And if you try to be explosive, something else is going to explode.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so there's two first round matchups. That was one, the SoCal Hard Eights, and the second one is the Florida Smash at the 7 seed. And the California Black Bears as the 10 seed, and they will funnel in to play the Bay Area Breakers, who are the number 2 seed in the Challenger division. So, two matches Wednesday, and then it's that final 8 situation, as there are only 10 teams in the Challenger League, and there is 12 in the Premier. So,
gotcha. And I'm just looking, it doesn't start, so it starts Wednesday. You guys are the first match on Wednesday at 3 p.m. I see.
I think it's 3:30, but maybe it's 3. So
yeah, you guys are at 3.
And then it's a little bit more of a standard format with it being 12 teams for the Premier. So there's 4 first round matches, and then so that's 8 teams, and then the 4 teams that are the highest seeded got advanced one round, which is you don't have to play a match in a format like this. It's a big deal. So having those high seeds to not have to deal with possibly getting upset is massive.
And Premier starts Thursday,
I believe.
Looks like?
Premier is Thursday, yes. Okay. Yes, that's right. That's right. And then there's a little, you lose your first round, you get kind of funneled in. So there's a backdraw that comes through for third place. So first and second place will be rewarded for the undefeated teams. And then third place, kind of old school tournament style, you get to funnel back through and get third.
Yeah, I like that.
It's good.
Are all of these streamed?
I believe that everyone is. I know it's a championship and a grandstand.
So just 2 courts. Nice.
Yeah, some guy came up to me and he was fired up because he was commentating with me this weekend, and I was like, "Well, I'm coaching. I'm not commentating this weekend." And there was this big discrepancy, and he was like bummed and da 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 whatever. And it turns out Wyatt Stone is going to be on the mic, and then I made a joke.
That'd be interesting.
I made a joke about how I was his father, but that's not really true.
But you could be.
But I could be. But I could be. That is correct. So really, I'm excited because, granted, even for the SoCal Hard Eights, even in our Atlanta tournament, we played some pretty good gender doubles. So yeah. I think more of the issue for us was mixed. But the SoCal Hard Eights had a really nice weekend down in Newport Beach for the APP, as Purple Jesus Manthal and Eric Lang won gold, and so did Yana Newell and the recently dropped Emily Cedarquist, who looked pretty dang good out there.
Yep.
So hopefully they can continue to carry that momentum in gender and probably possibly have some of that leak over into mixed, which was more of an issue for us. So, and then yep. also shout out to Irina, who made it to the semifinals of the PPA the week before. So pretty good,
good form.
Pretty
good, good form.
Pretty
yeah.
good form, good confidence. I'm feeling good about the eights right now.
Yeah. Is everybody already there?
No. So Irina's been here for a couple days. She's been hanging out with Coop and Purple Jesus and Eric get in later this afternoon. We're going to get a hit in, and I think Yana does not get in until, you know, end of the day. So
nice.
We have a scrimmage scheduled for tomorrow, and we're going to do a two-a-day since we don't play on Wednesday till 3:30. So yep. That's the plan right now.
Exciting stuff, Adam Stone. Just out there doing it.
I'm just
excited. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you in the Amway right. Grand right now?
Of course I'm in the Amway Grand. Come on now. Dude, Rick Chan, Tim Parks, they're doing it up. They're setting everybody up in the right place, paying for that travel and doing their thing like good team owners should do. Not all the players have that luxury. So
I got a nice little whiskey bar there.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Tim and Rick. And I believe that we have eaten there together.
You and I?
Yeah, have we? I feel like we have.
I think it was last year.
Yeah.
I think that sounds very much correct.
Very much correct. Yeah. So I mean, I like places where you don't have to leave for a reason.
Same.
Yes, you're there.
Bubbles, Adam. We like bubbles.
Yeah.
Self-contained bubbles where you have everything you could need without having to go anywhere. 100%. Yeah,
I like that a lot. I rode my first Uber bike yesterday to the courts. 1 mile. It's 1 mile.
Oh yeah, it's not far.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
You got a nice little pump in.
Yeah, God, I mean you got to.
But tell me it was an e-bike.
Oh, what is that? The electric?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you use it?
Irina took footage. It was so exciting to her.
Yeah, I need to see that
footage of me on the e-bike. It was not as bad as I thought. I thought I was going to be a little out of control, but it was fine.
Easy peasy. Yeah.
Easy peasy. Yeah. So that's
Grand Rapids is always fun. That's like a little different this year, right? Not having the traditional tournament format. It's got to be the first time Coop hasn't put on a pro tournament, you know, in terms of the traditional individual. So
no, I'm
curious
right.
to see how it plays out.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was actually just slated to be some form of partnership with PPA and MLP initially. This was many, many months ago. And I think that, so it went from a traditional tournament to this kind of to more of this special format standalone style. So I don't know exactly everything that fell into place to make that happen, but I know it changed at least once.
Yep. Do we have any big storylines going into this weekend with any matchups or players that hate each other or players?
There's always that.
So what do we have?
So I know that of course there was lots of shuffling in the challenger between teams, adding players, dropping players, but there was only one for the Texas Ranchers who dropped Pablo Tellez,
mm-hmm.
who had a nice little run a couple weeks ago and picked up Quang Duong. So Quang Duong for Pablo Tellez is literally the only shuffling of teams in the Premier Division. And I want to see if Mr. Duong was a possible flash in the pan. He played completely fine
at
that previous event, but a little extra pressure. He's on the team now. Hopefully he steps up, because if he doesn't, that could be an issue.
I mean, he's certainly not better than Pablo. That's just a fact. I mean, objectively speaking, Pablo is better than Quang Duong.
Yeah, maybe a year from now that there we could have a different discussion. But I think right in this moment, I cannot disagree with you, Robert.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. We got Mad Drops Drive. And I believe, I also believe that Andre Daescu is not playing this tournament. And he's got to be coming back soon. It has to be in the next couple weeks.
Was it, a 60-day, a 30, a two-month?
It was a two-month. It was a 60-day. So I don't know who the drive picked up. They had to pick up somebody because they're here. So I worry for them if they had to pick up a player for Andre Daescu. You're not going to find someone to replicate what he brings to the table.
No.
Oh, I just got an email from MLP. Let's see what it says.
All right, live updates. Here we go.
It's probably not going to be anything good. So
it's going to be like parking.
Oh, well, it's perfect. AJ Kohler in for Andre Daescu. I get the exact information I was looking for right
just
here on the fly.
Couldn't have drawn that up better, Adam.
Oh, the Bay Area Breakers. Oh, God. The Bay Area Breakers will have Rachel Retger, Samantha Parker, and Grayson Golden in for Elise Jones, Jill Braverman, and DJ Young. So yeah, all three of them are not playing for the Bay Area Breakers. And maybe that has something to do with it doesn't count towards the regular season stats. It's just a standalone tournament.
Yeah.
That's wild that three of them. So we have Michelle Esquivel in for Susanna Barr for the California Black Bears.
Yeah.
And and the Mad Drops. Oh, the premier team will have Emily Cedarquist and Blaine Hovenier in for Catherine Parento and Thomas Wilson.
Jesus, where are they finding these people?
Yeah, so that's pretty wild, especially the premiere when you hear Catherine Parento and Thomas Wilson. Emily Cedarquist played wonderful this past weekend, but yeah, her and Blaine Hovenier don't quite fill the shoes of Parento and Thomas Wilson.
But
so
where are they picking these people from? Or like,
well, they can't pick challenger players. So if you're going to replace someone in premier, you have to dig all the way past the high 40s or low 50s of a ranked player. So, that's what it is. Man, so that, I mean, I get five of these emails a day and they're mostly useless. This is a good one. So we have all kinds of stuff here. We have on-site alternates, Roscoe Bellamy, Martin Emrich, Wyatt Stone, Pessa Tioni. Female alternates, Hannah Blatt, Christine Maddox, and Liz Truluck. So there you go. Very nice information there. MLP email. There
Boom.
You go.
Got it.
Dude, how about, what if the Iceman, AJ Kohler, just plays lights out and just, I mean,
it's hit or miss, man. He could play incredible or he could play not well.
Yeah, you could get good AJ and possibly make a run with the fill-in. Yeah. That would be pretty cool, especially when his partner is Dylan Frazier. So
yeah. No, they're going to be tough. I mean, AJ can fill in fine.
Love that. I'm pulling for him to have a nice run.
So AJ wasn't on a challenger team or premier team?
No. He was fully available to pick up, meaning, yeah, that's exactly right. Kind of wild.
That's really wild. It, yeah. No, it's really wild.
The beginning of the first half of 2023, he was picked on a premier team, kind of in the middle of the premier draft.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a year later is not on a challenger. So, surprising. But like I said at the top of the show, I mean, it is so hard to evaluate.
Yeah.
I mean, people just stall out. People just take huge leaps. And like nothing, there's nothing linear about it.
No.
Someone can check all the boxes and just not get there. Someone can check no boxes and just somehow take a jump. So I think as we move forward, it'll get a little easier to evaluate the talent, but it's still wild how players are changing their level these days. It's very quick.
And it's wild also like getting thrown into kind of this format because I mean, we haven't really seen too many scenarios where like somebody fills in premier and just absolutely shits the bed, you know, like usually they're picking it up fine. Right. They're performing to the level of their opponents and their partner. And it's not, there's not usually a pretty big discrepancy. Blaine Hovenier, that'll be interesting though.
Yeah, no, it will be. I somewhat keep up with him because he's Dave Fleming's buddy. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in the booth with Dave, and I have my iPad out, he'll come over and look and kind of check on the scores of Blaine Hovenier. And I'm not going to say he's had a lot of huge wins, but he has had some very tight score lines, you know, a lot of 9-9s or 11-7 or 11-8 in the third with some pretty good teams. So I know that he has some talent, but I haven't really put eyes on him in the last couple months in terms of calling a match or watching him play. I know he's a big boy, probably about 6'4" or so, I would guess. And I know he's trying to make it. So maybe this is a platform where he could, shine and maybe get some more people to recognize him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those players these days that are looking for that. Get hard to slide in. So you just need that marquee win or that marquee tournament, and you get some extra buzz. You get a better partner a month or two down the line, and it kind of starts that ball rolling. So the stakes are high for a lot of these guys that haven't fully broke in yet.
Yeah, don't really have probably very, very good contracts or like, yeah, there is a lot on the line to kind of make your mark.
Yeah.
Especially getting an opportunity like this, you know, playing Premier and.
Sure. And I'm a long-term guy, but there's a lot of people that fall victim to the recency bias. So sometimes it only takes one good run and people are like, oh, he's the next thing. And that can open, whether you are or aren't, that can open doors for you to be where you want to be.
100%.
So we have the top four seeds for Premier are the St. Louis Shock, the New York Hustlers, who had an amazing run in D.C. after a very poor Atlanta tournament. Shout out to old Jack Sock, New Jersey Fives, and the Dallas Flash. So other eight teams will be playing for the privilege of playing one of those other squads. So it's going to be a fun week.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's all streamed because, it's starting Wednesday afternoon and then Thursday it looks like all day match after match. I wasn't entirely sold on the not having these results count towards the standings because I think that's fun.
Just but, let it go.
I have let it go and now I'm excited to see who wins this tournament that doesn't count towards the standings.
That doesn't count towards the end. All right. And outdoor with possible showers in the afternoon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know the spiel.
Ah, Grand Rapids in the summer. Yeah. Man, it can happen.
What was I going to say? I lost it, Rob. It's age. I just lose the thought. I feel like it was a good one, too. And it's just.
I believe it. I mean, look, when you hit 40. Cognitive stuff just starts going out the window. Before we get into the episode, we have to tell you about a must-have for anyone in the pickleball world. If you're an avid pickleball player and don't have this app downloaded on your phone, you're missing out on so much. Meet the Selkirk TV app, the first and only free streaming and on-demand app dedicated to everything pickleball. Whether you're a player, a fan, or just curious about the sport, Selkirk TV is your one-stop shop for all things pickleball. Get exclusive early access to content you won't find anywhere else, like lessons, courses, podcasts, and much, much more. Imagine improving your game with the pros or catching the latest pickleball buzz before anyone else. Need more? How about a 24/7 live stream featuring new content daily? From gripping PPA tournament matches and live coverage of grandstand court to insightful player interviews, Selkirk TV has it all. You can dive into the action anytime, anywhere. If you're already watching this episode on the app, thank you. But if you aren't, what are you doing? Download the Selkirk TV app now. It's a must-have for anyone who loves pickleball. Visit selkirk.com/TV to get it. I feel like I got hit by a bus coming off a red eye last night. I hate red eyes with a real passion, Adam. I don't know why I did it. Cause it just wastes, like today's wasted. Even this podcast, even though I'm doing it and I'm here, I'm not here. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not here.
They're devastating. They are.
They're devastating.
And sometimes you have to pull that card and make it happen, but it's non-preferable, that's for sure.
Correct.
So that's a very light, simple breakdown of MLB Premier and Challenger. That was some wild fill-ins. Some players coming over that weren't in the draft before that got added on the waiver wire. I guess that was part of the deal. Is I don't have to play the mid-season tournament, and then I can start with the regular season matches. As quite a few of them are not going to be here this weekend, weekend. Robert, I would have to say I don't think that it was your personal best weekend in Newport Beach. Would you like to talk about that a little bit, or talk about some of the things or players that that happened, or stuff that happened down in Newport?
When I was a kid and I would watch, so I was like a big newspaper kid, you know. I would go out in the morning, walk the driveway, be hot in Georgia, humid summer. Grab the paper, come in, read like the sports section, read the breakdown of like the Braves game or the Hawks or the Falcons or the Georgia Bulldogs. And like, I was such a big Georgia fan that if like Sunday, like in the Sunday paper is the big one, right? Like you have, it's the big boy, and it always has like, you know, good headlines if Georgia wins. If Georgia would lose, and in the 90s, they lost actually a fair amount. They lost a lot. I couldn't read the paper the next day. I couldn't look at it. I didn't want to watch SportsCenter. I didn't want to see anything. I would turn off the TV. I wouldn't even look at the ticker. It's like one of those things, right? So that's kind of how I feel about this tournament this last weekend is. But I'm going to be a big boy and face some poor play. I felt like I played well this weekend, which is the wild part. It was I don't even know what to say. Like I felt like I hit the ball well, I played well, I just didn't get results, which happens sometimes. So chalk it up as that. I'm not putting too much stock into it because I feel like I'm playing well and hit the ball well, and that's all you can really do. I think it'd be, and that's also a bit of the frustrating part, right? Is like when you leave a tournament like that, feeling like you're playing well and not getting results. Like I'd rather walk out of there saying, yeah, it's just a bad weekend, didn't play well. So it's even more frustrating when you feel like you are hitting the ball nicely. But you know, that happens. And I got another month and a half before another tournament. So, you know, it used to be like, I was playing a tournament every weekend, basically, right? So, like, you just wipe the slate clean next weekend and start fresh and get a new result. And now it's like these tournaments are so far apart from the APPs that it's like, well, I've got to sit on this one for a while and wait till the end of August to get out there again. And I talked to a couple guys that were like, man, it's just like it feels like it's hard to get a rhythm because we haven't been playing. Like the tournament before this one was the end of May, so it's like it's. Yeah, it's interesting. There hasn't been a whole lot going on. I am going to the English Open, and I'm going to the Monsoon tournament in India, and then I'm playing the APP at the end of August. So I'll have three tournaments in August. So I'll get it revved up again. But yeah, disappointing weekend in Newport, obviously. But had fun playing with Eric. That was a first time partnership. He's the man. It's funny. Like anytime I mention Eric's name to anybody in California, they're like, "Oh man, love that guy." He's like, he is the man. So he was
we're talking about Eric Palit.
Eric Palit.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's a good dude. I feel like believe me, I've had plenty of tournaments like that where it just doesn't work out in your favor, whether that's tipping your cap to your opponent, weren't on the same page with your partner, didn't play well yourself, whatever. So I felt like I needed to ask you. And because when I was playing, there was always something to play. So I was wondering kind of that mindset to have instant redemption the next weekend, or how sitting on it and maybe it would linger, the frustrations would linger a little bit longer given the situation. So that was good insight there. That's cool that you'll be playing English Open and Indian. I know you were excited about some of that international stuff. So yeah. Say hi to across the pond pickleball friends there.
Oh yes. And and then I've got Jack Monroe for the rest of the year in the APPs.
That's fun.
And then gonna bounce around and mix it up.
So are you gonna be a left side strong side, or is he gonna be a right side strong side?
I think he'll be we'll probably be pretty 50-50. I like us together. I mean, we played the English Open last year together. Actually, it's the only tournament we played, and it was a lot of fun. So yeah, he'll be good.
No, I like his skill set and what he brings on the court. And I've only talked to him, a handful of times since he's got back in the mix. But he seems like he's a pretty sharp kid and kind of knows what's going on. Talked to just some light strategy with him. It seemed like he was. Yeah, he was maybe a little wise beyond his year, so that's great.
Yeah, and he's in Austin getting great practice with other guys, so that matters a lot. You know,
big deal. The hotbeds, man. The hotbeds are if you're Phoenix, Salt Lake, SoCal, Florida,
South Florida. Yep.
I mean, Austin, Texas. I mean, this is like I just can't. We could talk about it every time. It's such a huge deal to have a group of players that you can play with at any point in time and get high level reps. Especially if you're going to have these kind of gaps and frequency of tournaments. So,
yeah. And if you're a guy or gal out there, that's like motivated to go pro, but you're not like, you haven't quite broken through, or you're not getting through qualies, or you're not whatever, but you feel like you have the skill set. It's the one piece of advice that I would give to any of those people is go to where the good players are and whatever it takes, like, move there, whatever, but you got to get in the mix of those pockets of players. And it's the biggest deal, because that's also like, that's where you get in the mix for MLP, and that's where you like get noticed in practice of like, oh, this guy's getting good. You get partners like that. So it's really hard to build a career in isolation if you're, call it, in Kansas City or Des Moines or somewhere like that, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, I think we could even make that the tip of the day.
Yeah,
so
I think that's fair.
This could be, and you just described kind of the pro benefits for someone trying to break into the pro game. But it's there's junkies that are 3-0s, there's junkies that are 4-0s, whatever. So every little town or city or whatever has little pockets of players, and you kind of rise up the ranks. There's amateur or lower level rec play, then you have mid and high. So I think it's important to look for better players to play with without taking two levels. Go up one level at a time.
Yeah.
If you start trying to jump up too high or work your way into a game that you really don't belong, I don't think it benefits you, and it certainly doesn't benefit who you're playing with. So. Yeah. I think you should always be looking to play with better players, but keep it within reason and make sure you're not squeezing into a game that you don't belong. I think it's very important. And if you are really serious about getting better, it's something that you absolutely need to do.
Yeah. And I always think about it of like, you want to be just a viable fourth for that group, right? Like you want to be good enough to where they get something out of the game. And you want to think about it in terms of like what they're getting, right? You don't want to think about it in terms of what you're getting, because you'll get the benefits by just playing with better players. But if you think about it in terms of like, okay, these three people are letting me in this game, how can I make this a good game for them? And that's just being solid, making a lot of balls. So you want to be a viable fourth. And that's kind of how I always thought about it going into like better games when I was coming up, was like, just be solid enough to where it's good for them.
Yeah, I agree. And then you get invited back, and then your skills rise, and you can slowly start to work on stuff. So
yeah,
I think it's really important. And we've talked about before, just ball distribution and frequency and making sure everyone's involved and not picking on a weak link or something. Make the points better, make the points longer, make the good decisions. And that's an everybody wins situation. And I know that sometimes that's tough in the moment. But if you're trying to improve, and everyone watching this podcast is trying to improve, these are some of the things that you need to do and are important for your development.
Yeah. And I think just thinking about the dynamics of those groups, it's like, you know, we always talk about you want to play to the better player and you don't want to isolate the weaker player just to win the rec game. But you also want to play the right shots, because what I'll find sometimes is, you know, you're trying to play to the better player, but you're hitting shots that aren't the shots that you hit in the match. So I think you will obviously want to play to the better player because that's good reps. But at the same time, you're practicing. You want to practice like you're going to play. And that is by playing the right shots, the right percentages. So you still want to do that. You don't want to take every ball just to one player. So it's a mix of, you know, you want to play the right shots, but also get a lot of balls to the better player, so you get that look.
Yeah, find that happy middle ground.
Yeah.
And if you're aware of it and you kind of have that thought process going into it, that makes it much easier than kind of just jumping in the mix, whatever, and you kind of get in the moment and you're making the wrong shot to the wrong player. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a terribly technical or specific tip, but I think it is, like, it's pretty high up there on level of importance of,
yeah,
of whether it's pro level or amateur trying to improve. Find that group, play the right way, and everybody wins.
Be a viable fourth.
There it is.
Boom.
There it is. Up, Rob.
Yes.
Your girl played some pickleball. I know it's usually you that are bringing up CC. CC, Caitlin Clark.
This was
CC,
really tough. Right? It was tough to see. It was an event put on by her teammate, Erica Wheeler, for charity. I like her Twitter handle. It's eWeezy for 3Z. Yeah, it's solid.
Respect that.
But I was, so my season ticket rep, Lenita, we were texting back and forth, and we've been talking about doing something for pickleball for a while. And she was like, well, Erica's doing this event in Indianapolis, July 7th, 4 to 7. You should come out for it. But I was in California, obviously. So I did not know Caitlin was going to be there. So, man, when I saw those clips, I was like, oh, this is incredibly disappointing. But at least I had a good weekend in Newport.
Oh, wait, just throw that in there. Hey, you got a month and a half to think about it. It's all good.
Yeah, 100%. No, but yeah, she's out there playing. You know, the fever, the pickle team
slam,
dude. Yeah. She's a natural. She's a natural. She's a shocker. Shocker. Generational talent, dude. Triple double. I mean, she's a dude, and she's she'll have at least five. How many games are left? She'll have at least four triple doubles on the year, so three more.
So what's the slate? What's the total regular season games for WNBA?
40 games.
40 games. Okay,
so 40
about,
games, yeah.
Just about half the NBA slate. Okay.
Well, we'll have there's a pretty big break, obviously, for the Olympics, which, you know, the fact that she's not on that team is an absolute travesty.
Travesty. Yeah, I thought they didn't even switch after all the backlash. They just locked in and kept it like it was, huh?
So stupid, dude. Do you
short-sighted? Ridiculous.
Do you guys hate fans? Do you hate ratings? Do you hate money? Do you know how many I'm going to create a USA Clark jersey 22 and sell it myself, because I'll sell millions of jerseys.
Millions.
What are they doing? They hate money.
I hate it. Not many people do, but apparently
they do.
They qualify.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Robert, what do you say we cut it just a hair
perfect
short?
It's not
today.
Short. I don't think this is short. Yeah, I think this is right what it should be.
Yeah, 35 minutes. Yeah, that's what we talked about. 30 to 45. Sometimes we get a little excited and go over an hour, but yeah, we had a little mishmash of stuff to talk about today, and we'll get back on the horn on Monday with a more extensive recap of MLP.
Yes, we will. That'll be fun. I'm gonna do a lot of watching this week. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the sidelines coaching them up, Adam.
Double clapping, you know, my wide athletic coaching base. The
good
feet
stance
must be wider than the shoulders. You got to lean in. You got to do all the stuff as a coach. These are just as important as what you're telling them. So hopefully, I will dig through the week and the weekend and find some fun facts and some insider information on the tournament and everything going on with the subs and the storylines and all that stuff. And we'll have a nice little recap on Monday.
Mucho excite. Okay. Have fun this week.
Later. Bye. I will.